you're gonna play.
But if you wanna stay in shape,
well, you better hit the
Gymwits. Gymwits.
That's right, man.
Welcome to the Gymwits Podcast. I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, aka Chef Sonic.
And we are the Gymwits.
So I feel like we should start every episode with a rant, something that annoys us, Seinfeld style.
Oh, you picked the worst week for that. I got a couple good ones.
You got a good one. So you could throw in one of yours. I'll throw in one of mine.
All right, what's yours?
So one thing that has been progressively annoying is all of these calls I've been getting from people doing a survey, you've won a trip to a cruise here, this, like all of these calls from numbers. You used to be able to tell, but now they're from 917 numbers or from numbers that look legitimate. And I even got one call saying that on my iPhone that there was activity that someone had gotten into my iPhone and done something. I'm like, oh, really? So from what country? They said, oh, this was from Malaysia. I'm like, okay. So really, they're like, well, we don't need your personal information. We just need you to go on your computer. I'm like, oh, you need me to go on my computer?
I've gotten that, yeah.
For what? And I'm like, sure. So of course I knew it was a scam. Yeah. So yeah, you knew it from the beginning. It just you never know. So I just wanted to hear what it was. Of course, it was some guy, you know, who knows where he was from, but. So yeah, I've just been getting a lot of these calls, and now a lot of people can just ignore their calls because, you know, they know that's why you only get calls from people that you know. But I get calls from strangers looking for work, for sessions and this and that. So I often have to pick up my phone. You know, I have parents of students that I don't know their numbers. They might be trying to contact me for something. So whatever, that's just been something that has annoyed me as of late. What about you?
I mess with them sometimes. Like I get the same call where it's like, are you at your computer? Yes. And then I'll let them go through the whole process and they'll ask me like, do you see this? And I'll say no. And then they start freaking out. Cause like, I guess it's something where they want to connect, you know, like they'll call and say they're from Microsoft services or something and someone hacked into your computer and we can help you fix it. And then like, they'll say, so blah, blah, blah. Did you do it? You know, what do you see? And I'll say like nothing. And then they just start freaking out. So sometimes I like messing with them a little bit. But other times it's just annoying. So I had an annoying, so I teach a teen swimming class. Let me change that.
Because I've never known for you to swim.
A group that swims.
Oh, gotcha.
But they do dry land training with me. So they do their like fitness stuff with me.
Sure.
As an aside, some kids can be really annoying. Like it makes me not want to have kids because
what way?
Just annoying. Like don't listen.
Oh, of course.
You know, there's always like one or two that just disrupt the whole group. I have this group and there are three or four girls who are amazing athletes who listen, who are great. Yep. And then there are a few other guys, mostly the guys in the class, like the girls in the class are perfectly fine. The boys in the class, and most of the boys are, but there's like two that are just, they drive me crazy. And then like others that kind of feed off of them. So like there are some that are like good, but then when they're the bad ones are there, everybody becomes bad. It's just
sure.
But anyway, I don't know. So I do this thing they really enjoy where I have them jump on a step and we start with the lowest step and then we add risers and you kind of progressively increase and everyone kind of gets a chance to jump until you can't jump, you know, you can't reach the step. And I'm there to spot them and make sure everything's okay. And it is a step with the risers, so it's unstable, which is why I'm there to spot them because, you know, it can go wrong if somebody jumps wrong. So anyway, we were doing it. It got pretty high, and I turned my back for a second. One of the girls jumped, and I just saw. I turned around to see her fall and the step fly back. And she fell on her wrist and was crying. And it was more, I think she was okay. It turned out she was okay, but she hurt her wrist. And I think a little bit of an embarrassment. And there was some pain, obviously, but she fell. So, you know, I would take...
Was she one of the better athletes?
She's okay. She's fine. Good kid. Now, I will take responsibility for that. Like, I should, you know, it's one of those things where I can't take my eyes off of that situation. I have been in a situation where...
What could you have done? She was still...
Well, you know, at the end of the day, like, I shouldn't have turned around. So I am at fault, you know, in that simply like I turned around and allowed, while they were doing it, I don't, you know, I maybe didn't communicate properly that they should have stopped jumping, you know, when I wasn't watching. So basically like I was there to make sure no one falls and when I'm not watching, they shouldn't be jumping, but I didn't do that. So I'd say like that's on me, that part, right? But she was fine. And the parents were fine. I got an email from my, like, you know, she got a lifeguard came, put ice on it, took her to her parent. Parent was fine. Got an email from my I guess the, her father, who wasn't there, sent an email to the manager, just wanted to find out what happened. So I told him, explained the situation. Everything's fine. She was fine. So anyway, I get to the next week, I get to the class, and the guy who runs the swimming thing, he's like, oh, you know, one of the parents, you know, wanted to ask me, wanted to know what happened. She says she thinks this is an unsafe environment for her kid. Not the kid who fell, but another parent. And so I'm like, all right, well, whatever. Like, if she doesn't feel like it's safe for her kid, then I don't know what to tell you. You know, he said that he explained, I'm professional, I know what I'm doing, blah, 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 and all that stuff. So anyway, about a couple minutes in the class, this parent storms into the class. Again, not the girl who fell, but just another kid in the class. And she just starts like badgering me with, you know, like, what were you doing? Why, what, you know, was it safe? And just hounding me about, like, you know, whether she wants to make sure it's a safe environment for her kid and what did I do? And I can understand to an extent, you know, so I explained what I did. I explained that, you know, she's like, I just want to make sure, you know, do you progress them? And like, yeah, we start at the lowest level with the step and we increase incrementally until they can't do it. It's pretty straightforward. I think that's progression, you know, but she was aggressive. You know, it wasn't like, it's one thing to come in and say, hey, you know, a kid fell, I just wanted to make sure everything's okay, can you tell me what happened? But she was just aggressive, and again, it wasn't her kid that fell. So like, all right, fine, I explain it to her. So then she goes, and so also in this class, it's in a room where I'm just with the kids, you know, like parents can bring their kids in, but it's just me and the kids. She grabs a chair, plops it down, and basically sits as if to say, I'm watching you, like I'm gonna watch you, you know, conduct the class. And it took everything in me to not like kick her out. I was like, all right, fine, I'll sit through it. So I was pissed at like A, the aggression, A, that it wasn't the right, you know, it wasn't the kid that fell. Like that kid's parents were fine. B, that she was so aggressive when she approached me. And then C, that it was like, I'm going to intimidate you by sitting in front of, you know, and watching the, you know, watching this happen.
You know what you should have said to her?
What?
So you really have nothing better to do.
I was tempted, but I basically,
this is your life. You know, basically, to make someone else miserable.
Basically,
and assert your authority over something because you don't have it at home.
Basically, okay. Like I can't. Well, that now you're. You know, I don't know that that's the case, but
whether it's not the case or not, yeah. If you had said it, yeah, if I said it, yeah, it would have. No. That's yeah. That,
then I would have dealt more. She's like, so in this case, I basically I let it slide for that. I'm like, but. You know, I made it clear to the guy that runs it, like, you know, I'm not letting her stay in there again, like, I don't need this, you know, I'm doing it because I like working with them, they're good, you know, some of them are good kids, some of them are good athletes, but I don't need the job, so it was one of the things where it's like, but it's just more, it just pissed me off that the parent
of
was
course,
someone
to treat someone like that, and here's the thing that gets me, most of all, it's an athletic class.
Yeah.
Once in a while, something is going to happen.
And I said, I actually said that to her. I was like, look, you know, I said, while she was talking to me, I said, like, look, you know, at the end of the day.
They play sports. They're doing stuff. It happens. You cannot prevent every injury.
Yeah, and I said.
You were not being irresponsible. It was, she was performing the act and she slipped.
And I said as much. It was like, look, we're. At the end of the day, they're exercising, they're moving. There is an inherent risk.
They sign a contract that says,
yeah. Well, there's an inherent risk in what's going on. So, if you're worried about your kid getting hurt, you know, there is always a small chance you're probably better off. You know, I can't guarantee that she's not going to get hurt. You know, I just can't. I can guarantee I'll do everything I can to make sure that they're safe. But I, you know, they're kids. A, they're kids. Like, they do things. They're unpredictable. They're running into each other. They're playing. You know, there's horseplay. Like there's stuff. So it's like, I can't guarantee that the kid's not going to get hurt. I'll do everything I can to make sure that everything is done progressively and safely. But, yeah, so just bugged. And then just, like, the plopping the chair down and sitting to watch the class. It's just like, yeah, that's a crappy, I don't want to mess with our
rating. Yeah, no, of course. It's a crappy move. It's someone who doesn't have anything better to do, who is enjoying. It's like, is she really worried about her kid?
Maybe.
If she was really worried, she would take her kid out of the class.
I feel like she was more, it was more about being able to confront somebody in a power thing. That's what I felt.
That's what
I felt. It was
100%.
Like, it's not about.
She was really worried. There was so many other ways she could go about it.
Yeah.
She, right.
Again,
so
it's the way
many
you
other
approach.
Ways.
It's the way that you approach
it's
the
like
situation.
It's like she wanted to be able to do that so that she could do that.
Yeah. So
that's it. You so know, so we've seen people do that all the time. They just want to be able to confront someone. They want to be able to assert their power over someone.
Yeah. So it was like, it pissed me off, but I kind of let it slide, but then made clear to my manager, like, if it happens again, then, you know, it's not happening again. She's not staying, or you can find somebody else for that class, or her daughter, or she could take her daughter out, which is, you know, her daughter's nice. I like her, and I think she likes the class.
Yeah.
And I was all ready to, like, I was ready Monday, because it happened, so 2 weeks, it comes in Monday, but the kid didn't come to the class on Monday, so I don't know if she just decided to take her out or what, but it's like, you know.
Who knows? Like, their kid, who knows?
I saw them there the next day, so I don't know.
She could be overbearing. So, who knows what that kid has to deal with?
Who knows? But so, too bad for that kid.
Yep. So, Ryan gave me a program consisting mostly of weight training, strength training, because that was my goal. It was some months back, and I feel I have done that. I've gained a good amount of muscle. I'm stronger, and spring, summer's coming up, and I would like to change my workout. I want to get in better athletic shape, better conditioning. I'd like to start training kickboxing again, and I just like to be more fitter in that way. So I would like to change my goal from gaining muscle, strength, cosmetic, although this will help with cosmetic as well, to doing more circuits and intervals and stuff like that.
All right. So
you got to design a program for me.
Great. So what's the goal? Like, what's your...
To be more athletic, to get better cardiovascular, maybe some muscle endurance as well, maybe to shed a couple of these, although we know that that's not really the way to do it. But I want to get more conditioning for sports and stuff like that. Plus, I enjoy doing those types of exercises.
What kind of sports?
Maybe kickboxing, stuff like that.
This is a hard one. Because it's harder than just like weight training. Like the last one was fairly easy enough.
I want to be more and better conditioned.
For like what sport? Like what would you like to be better
conditioned for? Kickboxing.
For kickboxing. Okay. So
for kickboxing, or if I want to do grappling again, something like that. It doesn't have to be too specific. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I wouldn't mind shedding a couple of pounds, but we know that's more diet based. Mm-hmm. So this, I just want to, I want to get good workouts in that are more based on intervals, circuits, stuff like that. I could, I don't mind doing some intervals, running, mm-hmm. Lots of, different, you mentioned the Turkish getup in a previous podcast. So like exercises like that, core exercises, what's our favorite? Burpees, stuff like that.
So what do you need me for?
Sound like you have
a good handle on it.
I know what some of the exercises are, but you got to design a program for me.
Design a program for you. So how many days a week?
I don't really try to get in 4 days a week. So maybe two or three different exercises. I could also incorporate some heavy bag into... Well, I don't have a heavy bag, but there's a bag there that I can kick and hit a little bit.
But it's not a heavy bag?
It's not a hanging bag. It's a standing bag.
Oh, one of those like cheap...
Not as good.
Kinda, you can't kick or hit too hard, right?
Like it starts flopping all over the place.
Honey, that's... the cool thing with this type of training, I guess, is you're almost unlimited with the types of options. I would probably say... I would do a program. I'd say you'd have two long and two short days, basically. So you'd have your short days are kind of more like I would say do like Tabata style interval training. So that's like, and I will put a PDF of this up if anyone's interested in this type of a program. So I would say again on the app on the app on iOS or on Android. So if you have it, download it, and you will have access to, I guess, whatever I have to come up with. Yeah, so we're winging it right now. So I would say the shorter days would be kind of Tabata style. So you do, 4 or 5 rounds. So Tabata style tends to be like 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off.
Okay.
The goal is, and 8 rounds total. Goal is getting basically as intense as you can. So you use those 20 seconds to work as hard as you can. The 10 second you breathe, recover, and then you work right away. I'll kind of think about the exercises, but it would be, some combination of like burpees for one round where you just do 8 rounds of 20 seconds of burpees. Another round would be like mountain climbers. Another round might be like running and punching or high knees. Another round might be sprinting on a treadmill. So you're doing things like that.
So now when you do that, do you do just that exercise? So if you're doing rounds of burpees, so you don't combine burpees, exercises?
So it would be, if you're doing a round of burpees, you do 20 seconds of burpees, break for 10 seconds, 20 seconds of burpees, break. To do it the closer to real you can get. So basically like with Tabata, this is one day we will actually get to talking about Tabata, but if you're doing true real, the real protocol, it's you're doing one all out thing. So you're doing the 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. You do that 8 times, but then you're done. It's a 4-minute workout and you're done. Like that's it, because you've expended everything pretty much. So when you modify it, it's intense, but it's not quite that. But you would do burpees, so you do 20 seconds of burpees, 10 second break, 20 seconds of burpees, 10 seconds, and you do that 8 times.
Okay.
Then you'd rest, let's say 1 minute or 2 minutes or whatever you need. Then you do another thing. So you'd maybe do sprints. So you do 20 seconds of sprints, 10 second break, 20 second sprint, 10 second break, right? then you're done with that. So then you go to the next thing. It might be the rowing machine. So you row hard 20 seconds, then you row slow for 10. Then you row hard for so. So okay. I'll figure out what the X, because it's not an easy program to just jump into. Sure. So I'll figure out a way to maybe progress it over, we'll do it over like 6 or 8 weeks. So what I might do, let's say, is for the first couple of weeks, instead of doing 20 seconds of burpees and break and doing that 8 times, maybe I'll mix burpees with something else. So it gives you a little bit, you know, you're still working, but you're not like destroying yourself, because that can be hard.
Yeah. What about doing, you don't think that doing a circuit in this type of...
Those are your two short days. So your two short days are that. So you do 5 rounds of those. That would last you 25 minutes and you're done. Your longer days will be more of a circuit style workout. So basically you'd have, let's say, a round of 15X. So you do your warm up. Maybe do some, you know, you do your warm up, your calisthenics, you kind of get yourself nice and ready. And then you do a circuit of 15 exercises where you do a minute. I like minute 20 seconds on and a 20 second break. Okay. So you do whatever the exercise is for that time. And then you get a little break. Then you do the next thing. You do that whole circuit, 15 exercises. Then maybe you cool down, you know, go for a little run or something. And that would be your longer workout, which still would only be about 45, 50 minutes. But when you're looking for something up the intensity, you know, you're going to spend less time in the gym. So I would give you a couple of days where you do the high intensity intervals, and then you get a couple of days where you do a little bit longer circuit.
So what would some of the exercises be on some of the longer runs?
So for the longer one, it's a combination. So with the intervals, it's whatever you can do to really get your heart rate up. Although it does work as well for like weight training. I find that you can do the same thing if you're doing like a bicep curl, you can do 20 seconds on. For the circuit, it's a mix. So it's a mix of cardio, but a mix of muscle endurance work as well. So it's kind of finding the right balance between, you know, working the different muscle groups, working different areas, focusing on different things, but, you know, all working together to make sure that you're destroyed at the end, basically.
Sure,
you
work,
you know, as hard as you can for that. So I would say, you know, between those two, if you really just focus on that for the next, you know, I'd say 6 weeks, that'd be a good program for you to go on while you're figuring out if you can make it back to the gym to do your, you know, kickboxing or whatever kind of training you want to do.
So like what would a combination, I know you mentioned what they would cover. So like if you were to come up with for the long day, like a combination of different exercises, are you trying to work muscle group?
Yeah, you try to go through everything.
Like squats, push-ups, something like that.
Let's say you might do a round. Well, you got to keep in mind muscle endurance is important, is part of it. So you've got to have an exercise that's sustainable for the minute 20 seconds. So push-ups are great, but can you do a minute and 20 seconds of straight push-ups? It might be kind of hard. So, you know, I would say something like, you know, you do a round of mountain climbers, then you do a round of, let's say, high knees, then you'd follow that with, let's say, bicep curls. Then you do a squat and shoulder press, and then you go to maybe box jumps. Then you go to bicycle crunches, and then maybe you go to a station where you're doing, you know, dips. Or maybe, you know, even within a station, you might do like dips and crunches or something where you do like 10 dips, 10 crunches, and keep alternating. Then you might go to a station where you're doing an agility ladder drill, and then you go to a station where you're doing a kettlebell swing, and then you go to something where you're doing like a, you know, a dumbbell press. Or dumbbell flies. So you kind of see how you go through, like you're doing some upper, you're doing some lower, you're doing some abdominal, you're doing some cardio, you're doing some heart rate work, you're doing some total body work. You're going from one thing to the next thing to the next. It's not like you're gonna do two straight like upper body strength exercises, but you're getting a mix of everything while the heart rate's working and you're working muscle endurance the whole time. So
And so you don't think that having like something in between the two, like could you do like a middle day where you do more body weight exercise and things that you can't do for a minute, but you know, something like push-ups.
So I might say that there would be like a almost like an off day. So I might do something where you have like 2-3 days of your like higher, maybe, you know, I think about it, maybe I'd switch it a little bit. So I would do one high intensity day, so short day, one circuit day. I'd do one day where you just go for like a run, and then one day where you do some weight training, probably, you know, but more for muscle endurance. And I think that would be a good balance of you know, getting everything, because then when I think about it, like especially having you're not doing that type of training, 4 days of that, it would be really hard.
Do you think that eventually you'd want to progress into 4 days of?
Yeah, but it depends on what you want. But yeah, that would be like a progression could be maybe 3 or 4 days of that. But I think for you, it's still important to keep some of your strength training in, and then to get the cardio in too, which will help you.
So you think that you think that 4 days will be, if I could, because it's hard for me to get to the gym more than 4 days a week. It's really hard for me at this point to get 3 days a week. So I'm going to really try to do 4 days a week. And yeah, that extra day, that would be a run that I might have to do some cardio some other way. So that actually, it's really 3 days in the gym and then a cardio day, the fourth time.
Yeah.
I think that this workout might actually be very good for some of our listeners out there. If you've been doing weights for a long time and you're looking to change it up, you know, spring times are coming, summer times are coming. So I think a change is really nice when there's a change of season. It's sort of inspiring. It just, you know, it sort of kickstarts your body again and, you know, helps you get into, you know, better shape. I've always thought so.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully some more listeners out there, this will be a help, and maybe you'll follow the same program that that I'm about to follow.
Just get proper medical clearance.
Yes.
Before
yes.
you
always
do it.
always make sure, you know. And of course, if you've done this type of program, please let us know. We'd love to hear some of the programs that have worked for you guys, and we're always looking for, you know, different ways to enhance our workouts and then to bring that information to you guys. So we have an Ask the Trainer, correct?
Yes, we do. I'll read it. So it's from Scott. It says, "Hey, I've been a runner for most of my life, but started to get more serious about my strength training about 2 years ago. A few months ago, I finally started to up my weights and noticed that squats have been bothering my lower back. Is this normal? If not, any ideas about what I may be doing wrong?"
Ooh, well, squats are a particularly taxing exercise, and especially if you're not doing them with the right form, you can really notice some parts of your body hurting, and especially the lower back. I felt that in the past. I believe I was doing squats incorrectly, as well as some other exercises years ago, and it led to some really serious back pain. So do not mess around if you are feeling lower back pain. I think or just really any pain, especially with the spine, though, do not mess around with that. I'm sure Ryan would say the first thing is to really make sure that you are doing the right form. It might be wise to have a trainer or someone who is a professional making sure that you do the right form. And certainly make sure that you are starting or doing a weight that is not too much. You might be doing the right form, but it might be a lot of weight and you haven't developed that. Because we know with the squats, you're using your whole body. So you're supporting the weight on your shoulders. You're using your legs a lot. But if your core, if your lower back isn't developed enough, it could hurt. Is that sort of correct? That your rest of the body might carry the weight, but it could still really hurt? Like lower back, if your core isn't developed enough, is that?
Yeah, there are a number of things. Squats are a tricky one because they're a very good exercise, but it's an easy exercise to do wrong. So again, you know, we're not, you know, always trying to make the distinction that as a trainer, I'm not a specialist in pain or pain management. So if there's pain or if there's an injury, you know, the best thing, you know, to do is to go seek out a professional to deal with whatever that pain is. So, I mean, if you just feel the pain while you're doing the exercise or maybe, you know, in the immediate aftermath, but it's otherwise okay, you know, there is a good chance that it might have to do with the form. So, you know, I would definitely say working with a trainer that has an expertise in that or that can help, you know, help make sure you're doing it with the right form would be good. You know, taking a video, and, you know, if you took a video of it and send it to us, that could also help.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Because, you know, I'm not going to try to diagnose injuries, but I can tell you, like, look, the form's correct or not correct. And, you know, often I deal with this often as a trainer. If someone's doing an exercise and they say, or as a group instructor, someone says this hurts and I see that there's a problem with the form, often you tell them to make one correction or change to the form and the pain goes away. So often it really just has to do with, if you're not doing something properly, with the squat, for example. So for many people, the abdominals for whatever reason are weak and the lower back is overly tight for many people. And so the position of a squat when you're sitting back, if you have weak abdominals, it's hard to kind of keep the pelvis in place. So it's really easy to arch the back, especially at the earlier parts of a squat. And the lower parts, it's really easy to kind of curl the back in. So it's really easy to put your back in a vulnerable position when you're doing a squat. And so it's not difficult to see somebody being in pain while they're doing a squat. So that's where, you know, a couple things to keep in mind is if you have weak abdominals or if you have a tight lower back or if you're not positioned properly while you're doing the squat, whether the back is arched or it's flexed or you're not in the right position, where the bar is over your back, how much you're leaning forward, how deep are you going to the squat. There are a lot of variables to consider, and any one could potentially lead to the pain. So I think, you know, you have an issue where, you know, is there an underlying issue with your lower back that needs to be addressed, or is it more about the form, or is it more about maybe the form is good, maybe there's not an underlying issue, but you just don't have, you know, maybe there's just not enough abdominals, you know, or core strength to keep you stable, or maybe there's too much weight on the bar, or maybe you're going, you know, there are a number of variables. So, you know, one thing to do, like I said, is maybe if you can shoot us a video, I can take a look at it and say, hey, here's some thoughts on the actual movement. But again, if the back pain is if it's persistent, it's something you want to get checked out. And also, like I said, if you know, nothing better than having an expert there who can touch and feel in an appropriate way and kind of move you into the right position and you know, help you kind of do the squat properly. So again, you know, it's hard to answer a lot of these questions without seeing you, but hopefully I've given you enough ideas or enough information that you can try to work things out and maybe it'll help you correct it. But also just make sure the weight's light and work on the form, you know, progress slowly. You know, if you feel like you're doing the squats and there's no pain at, you know, with just the bar, then add a little bit at a time and you know, make sure that you're not, sometimes it's easy with a squat where we can lift a lot of weight. It's easy to, like, if you're, let's say you do a plate on each side, it's easy to just throw on 25s rather than throwing on 10 on each side or 5 on each side and incrementally increasing. So, you know, try some of these ideas out. Hopefully something works. Let us know if it did help you, if it didn't help you, if you went to seek out help and you've, you know, let us know what you thought, what you find out. We're always interested in finding, getting, you know, it's one thing to get the questions, which has been great, but it's also nice to also get feedback, you know, and if we helped resolve whatever your problem is. So I guess that's it. Anything to add to that?
No, I think that sounds good. Let us know what your results are, and we hope that you are able to solve the back pain issue. It's really something you do not want to mess around with.
Yeah, definitely.
So you all know where to reach us.
Yes, at thegymwits.com. All of our stuff is there.
Download the app.
Yeah, you'll get Justin's workout, which you can follow after you make sure that you're okay and you're not going to get injured. And that is it. So I'm Ryan George.
I'm Justin Guild, aka Chef Sonic.
And we are the Gymwits.